The number of people who grew hemp in Vermont this year more than doubled. And with a steep increase like that, there have been some growing pains among farmers and processors. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at some of the lessons learned during this year's hemp harvest.
The barn behind Ben James's house in Guilford looks just like any other barn you'd see along a dirt road in Vermont. The weathered red clapboards suggest a more productive past when cows and sheep roam the fields. And as you walk in today, it looks like a garage with garden tools and sports equipment littered about. But as I follow James inside, he peels back a floor-to-ceiling piece of plastic to reveal hundreds of hemp branches hanging from long poles that are secured to the barn rafters overhead.
So here we have our drying room. And as you can see, we get very large buds, like arm-sized buds.
These sticky buds are packed with CBD oil, which James says will eventually make its way into the products he and his partner produce for their company, Bravo Botanicals. A lot of people grew hemp this year, thinking they'd be able to sell the plants and make a profit. But with so much hemp around right now, the prices for the plants are low. So James says by growing his own plants, having them processed, and then using the CBD oil himself, he sees a much better return than he would have if he sold the plants outright.
It's more work, but we see an increased value in the plant. By the time we get it into oil, into a bottle, it's worth well over 10 times what it would be worth selling it by the pound. So that's the model that works for us.
It's been a season of learning for a lot of people involved in Vermont's hemp industry. Last year, about 460 people grew hemp in Vermont. And this year, almost 1,000 people registered with the Ag Agency to grow the crop. Stephanie Smith, who's with the agency, said the state is just beginning to send out surveys to see how people did this year. But she said some of the farmers ended up with failed crops because they didn't have enough experience growing. And Smith says because hemp was illegal for so long, there's still a lot of trial and error in which plants perform best in the Northeast.
Due to prohibition of cannabis for decades, there hasn't been a lot of research into the genetics related to the plant.
And another one of the big challenges for growers this year was being able to find a processor to extract the CBD oil from the plant. Carl Christensen opened Northeast Processing in Brattleboro about a year ago. He knew this harvest would be a busy one.
At this point, we're full. We're fully committed to our farming partners that we're working with right now.
Christensen says everyone is learning something this year. For him, it's trying to build a business while state and federal rules are still being written. And at the same time, he's trying to tout the superiority of local Vermont products in an industry with very little oversight or standard quality assurances.
Part of the stress is you're a startup company in a startup industry, so you're working with other startup companies. So I think that there's a lot of, you know, people trying to figure this all out together.
Charlie Robb is a second-generation farmer in West Brattleboro, and he thought growing hemp would be a great way to diversify his business. Rob grew about 1,200 plants. They came out nicely, but they're hanging in the barn because Rob failed to secure a contract with a processor, and there's nowhere to take them right now. Rob read all the stories last year about the CBD boom and about how relatively easy and cheap it was to grow hemp.
You know, the farmers, they see the numbers and they say, yeah, that's something I could do, and the farmers do what farmers do. They grow it, and the processing hasn't kept up. It's just a growing industry, I guess. It's got to figure out the kinks.
Rob's trying to dry the hemp adequately so it can maybe be processed when there's an opening later in the season. And he says he's not sure he'll grow it again next year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.